The food will be served again. This time, what do they people do? You be some of those people. What do? It's normal. Normally, what do?
Grab some for themselves.
Uh-huh. They know this story, the first story. They know that this could be cut off. Therefore, they start to save something. They become greedy. Then, again, no food from the sky. You see two stories. He doesn't feed even the fish, because with the fish, Jesus will feed everyone as a fisherman, because he played the role of a fisherman. Everything started with baptism, being dipped in the water, because there is only one source for the sun, for the light to come out. If the light is the brightness of knowing something, where does that come from?
Water.
It's quite normal. You have to go back to Mithraism and ask, who is the mother of that Mithra? Mother of that Mithra is a lake. Is water. Water will give birth to the light. That's why this dipping in the water is always there. That's what that mihrab was, a basin for the people to dip in the water, because it comes from a lake. Exactly like the god Vishnu. God Vishnu comes from the lily flower somehow, because that flower is the magical one. We need something to come out of the water. Or there we play with it. But here, the story is made for this, that two things not to do. First, be grateful for what you have. Do not nag about the shortcomings. Wait a minute, who was nagging about the shortcoming? Eternally. Intelligence. The intelligence is always nagging about the shortcoming. It's looking about the shortcomings only. Right? Early in the morning, he wakes up. First is hunger, means not having a full stomach, right? The hunters. My shortcoming, if I was powerful, I'd kill them all. Reproduction. Oh, if I could live forever, why do I go through that pain of facing my replacement? You see? That's what the logic is. We'll see it later, because this handmaiden will develop and will become the lady of the house. Even over there. And its name will be, in one sentence, Rumi will say, this is the intelligence. Don't forget. And that intelligence is looking in the thing that does not exist. Because the shortcoming is the problem that the intelligence is facing. So change that attitude. Means the attitude of intelligence should not be brought in this second field, which is the field of dream and imagination and non-existence. Leave it there. Remember that we are not touching that life of yours. The intelligent part, let it be there. Let's open a place for the other one. Beyond the intelligence. Because the main thing that we want to hand to you, we want to hand to you something to help you to be the subject of that magical word. Love. Because when you have love, you don't need anything. A lover is a happy fellow even when the life is miserable. Normally is. If you are a lover, your life is miserable. Your life is good when you are beloved. But happiness is in love. So if you want to have a happy life, be a lover. How? This is what we are trying to do. First thing, he prohibits two attitudes. First one is to look at the shortcoming. Second one is to try to save something for the future. There is no future. There is now only. Saving for the future is for that intelligence in your physical life. In your spiritual life, there is no saving. There is no bank to put my joy and passion and cash it later. Joy is something that flows in me. It comes and goes. It's only now. That's why we emphasize on that Persian word, Persian Arabic word, hal.
Hal.
Hal means, that's hal. That means now, that means feeling, that means passion, everything, emotion is hal. And it's now, right now, this moment, presence.
Emotion.
Pardon me?
Emotion, passion together.
Passion, emotion, and all of that, that universe beyond the physical existence, that universe which is only for humans, that's hal. So, these two things are prohibited. This is what he's trying to say. Let's see how Rumi will make up this series and will say this. Peter, would you read the third paragraph, please? So you remember what he's going to explain to you. In this explanation, he will go one step here, one step there, he will mention something, and there is one of these verses, remember always. This is one of the things that it helped me a lot. When I realized that a good master should be, masterpiece should be like this, that you could abbreviate it. You could pick up one verse from each paragraph, put them all together, and you will see them all. I mean, you could see the book one like that. I have done it. I even gave the lecture on it. One verse, each paragraph. The only exception, I believe there were two or three that I couldn't let go of another verse, so I put two in one paragraph because these two verses, they run together very good and somehow look better. It's like that. So notice how Rumi will tell you the ritual. Here maybe you will face the meaning of politeness, but remember that word at the same time means ritual. The ritual of this path, the way it should be done. Yes.
Beseeching the Lord who is our helper to help us to observe self-control in all circumstances, and explaining the harmful and pernicious consequences of indiscipline. Let us implore God to help us to self-control. One who lacks self-control is deprived of the grace of the Lord. The undisciplined man does not maltreat himself alone, but he sets the whole world on fire. A table was coming down from heaven without headache, and without selling and buying. Some of the people of Moses cried disrespectfully. The heavenly bread and dishes were cut off. There remained the toil of sowing and mattock and scythe. Again, when Jesus made intercession, God sent food and bounty on trays. But once more the insolent fellows omitted to show respect, and like beggars, snatched away the viands. Jesus entreated them, saying, "This is lasting, and will not fail from off the earth." To show suspicion and greed at the table of majesty is ingratitude. Because of those impudent wretches who were blinded by greed, that gate of mercy was closed upon them. On account of withholding the poor tax, no rain clouds arise, and in consequence of fornication, the plague spreads in all directions.